Winky winky, little bird. Your wide-eyed expression of shock is absolutely adorable. I wonder, what can I do to keep that expression on your face for the rest of my life? You might be wondering where you are right now. Don't worry, you'll realize soon enough. For now, there are a few things we need to address. I'm sure you remember me mentioning that I was instructed to kill you, but because of my, shall we say, proclivity for you, I was given an ultimatum. See, the reason why I was sent to kill the people of Hill Creek is because the people there became entangled with something they shouldn't have. Despite what the news and media have said about me, the Hill Creek killer doesn't kill without reason. No. It's either for enjoyment or employment. And in this instance, it's the latter. See, when you were speaking to the authorities, you failed to mention that you knew all of the victims that died by my hand, which I do greatly appreciate. Maybe you knew from that you were next. Would be kind of difficult to not assume the worst, considering the people murdered were your friends and colleagues. Now then, before we get to the fun stuff, let's get through the unpleasant stuff, shall we? I may not like hurting you, little bird, but that doesn't mean I won't. My fascination for you is only outmatched by my desire for blood and a paycheck. Very good, little bird. Seems to me like you're more than a pretty face. Yes, you are going to give me all the information I ask for. Then, and only then, will we have some fun. Would you like that? Your mind screams no, but your eyes tell me you're intrigued. How curious. Are all birds who haven't had their wings clipped this curious? Let's find out. Now, for some reason, my boss was set on getting rid of everyone involved in this nasty bit of business. I didn't ask for details then, since I don't particularly care all too much. But since my darling little bird is involved, I might be inclined to know more. You won't tell me anything. Are you sure about that? How intense. That angered, determined expression that just painted itself on your face. I wonder, why are you so determined to keep a secret that got the rest of your compatriots killed? Wouldn't it be safer for you to divulge everything? Yes, I suppose you're correct on that front. It doesn't matter to me whether or not you tell me everything you know, but for your sake, it would be better for you if you just did as I asked. Otherwise, well, things won't go too well for you. Like so. Oh dear me, where are my manners? We're about to do something so incredibly intimate. I've yet to introduce myself. It's just, I know everything about you, all things considering, but you know absolutely nothing about me. And that's okay. That'll be amended in due time. Hello, little bird. My name is Carmen Strauss. It's so very nice to meet you. It hurts. Oh, little bird. Doing this hurts me a lot more than it could ever hurt you. I've built up a reputation of being a heartless, psychopathic killer. I reveled in that accolade. Anyone who'd told me otherwise would have met their end by my hand. But you. You came crashing into my life, just like that bird's nest into yours, and destroyed every aspect of me that made me into who I am. I should be the one who's screaming and crying, not you. Now then, little bird, are you going to be good and tell me what I want to know? No. Why ever not? Because they'll kill you. Oh, little bird, listen to me and listen well. I've brought you to a place where not even the sun's rays can touch you. If anyone thinks they can lay a finger on you, they won't even have an arm left by the end of the day. You shouldn't be scared of hypothetical assassins and what they might do if they find out about your treachery. No. You should be terrified of me. Of what I can do. Not just to them, if they get any bright ideas, but of what I can do to you. I may not derive any sense of satisfaction in hell. Feel, dare I say, remorseful. But that doesn't mean I won't. So, are you going to talk? Seems you're being quite difficult, little bird. Perhaps there are still some feathers left on those wings of yours. Let's see if we can't burn them off.